Concern continues to rise over the planting prospects for portions of the U.S. as we deal with another significant storm system. The concern is mostly focused on the U.S. Delta area, the lower Mississippi River Basin area, in other words. That particular area will get slaughtered with all kinds of rainfall over the next several days, and the end result will be some serious flooding that will cause damage to crops in low-lying areas and also create some threats to personal property. We may see 3 to 8 inches of rainfall occur from eastern Texas into southern Missouri, with some potential for even greater amounts in a couple of locations. Much of the heaviest rain will be outside of the main crop region, but all of this water will be running downhill towards the Mississippi River, and there will be some small stream and river flood conditions that will likely evolve as we move forward through the end of this week. And on the east side of the Mississippi River, there will still be some heavy rains, and that will likely create flooding of its own, but it's not going to be nearly as significant since the rain totals there will be somewhat lighter. The flooding that occurs in Missouri will be significant as well, but that's mostly hill country in the Ozarks and not likely to have a huge impact on production potentials later in the year. Early season corn planting has already begun in parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin area, and some of that planted corn will be replanted maybe as a result of the flooding that may come from this particular storm system. This isn't the only rain event that will be impacting this particular region, by the way. There will be a couple of other weather systems as we move out through the second week of the two-week forecast that will maintain very wet conditions and prolong the planting delays. The concern is rising, though, for areas in the lower parts of the Midwest, too, because we're going to see our share of rainfall from this week's weather. We'll most likely see quite a bit of rain come out of Missouri through Illinois, Indiana, southern Michigan, and parts of Ohio. Many areas in this region will see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. There will be some 3 and 4 inch amounts possible in parts of Illinois, mostly central and southwestern sections of the state, and flooding is possible there as well. But this isn't, again, the only rain event that's on the charts. There will be other opportunities for precipitation as we move through the latter part of this month, and the end result is basically promoting additional wet weather across many areas in the lower Midwest, and that may eventually lead us to some delay in that early season planting, which tends to occur in some areas in the lower Midwest in the first week of April. If we continue the wet pattern on into April, as we think it might, we'll probably hear much more concern in the marketplace about additional delays in planting. So this will be something that we want to be focused on over the next few weeks. The northern parts of the Midwest shouldn't be impacted by this wet biased pattern, and not now nor later into the month of April. Yet we will see a little bit of precipitation up that way periodically. Temperatures across the Midwest yesterday were very pleasant. 60s and 70s were common. This morning it doesn't seem like a winter day at all. It's very balmy out with temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s. We do have increased cloudiness in parts of Missouri and Kansas as rain begins in Arkansas, and that will be shifting its way into our region as we go out and through the next few days. The rains this week will come in waves, and not everybody will get impacted at the same time. Temperatures will be still warmer biased through most of this week. We expect the highs today and tomorrow, probably on Thursday and Friday as well. We'll see highs running in the 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Some cool off will occur Friday into Saturday, only briefly because of heavier rainfall, and we'll see some 50 and 60 degree highs briefly. The low temperatures at night will likely stay well above freezing throughout much of this forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.